Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur. My dear friend, and among the most loyal fans of the Brain Massage Show, has passed on into heaven this last Friday after 94 years. Our thoughts and our prayers are with Anne, his wonderful wife, with his faithful and dutiful son, John, the rest of his dear family, and all of his many friends. I want to dedicate today's show to John Bullock, World War II hero. He will be missed. This Sunday, we present a special service for Memorial Day. And this year, we will honor John Bullock, and we hope we'll be able to gather together his war medals and other honors, a nice picture of him, and put it on display as we recognize his service to God and country. Unfortunately, Anne is not well and is recuperating in an extended care facility, so she won't be able to be with us. I hope you'll join me, however, and the Lighthouse family this coming Sunday as we together remember and give a special tribute to one of America's finest, John Bullock, World War II hero. Okay, folks, get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Let's start with some good news. A recent Gallup poll reveals that most Americans are pro-life. Quote, 50% of Americans identify themselves as pro-life, compared to a record low 41% who say they are pro-choice, according to a Gallup poll released Wednesday, end quote. This reflects a dramatic shift in the winds of change, and especially in the demographic identified as independent. Among independents, we've had a 10% drop in the number who self-identify as pro-choice, combined with a 6% hike among independents who self-identify as pro-life. Now, folks, take a moment and consider how long it has taken us to break through the veil of deceit created by the MSM, their liberal Hollywood propaganda counterparts, and virtually the entire education establishment of this country. Since 1971, every member of the ruling elite has labored to chisel the pro-choice message into the stone of America's bedrock of values, and we've been fighting back as best we can, trying to get our message of life to the people. And it's been a long, hard battle, one that is far from over, by the way. But we are gaining ground. And this is at least one small token of hope for America's future. It encourages us to hope our diligent efforts to get our pro-family, sacred marriage message to this nation will also finally prevail over the insanity and deceit that's being used to promote that lifestyle in our culture. You've heard of what happened in North Carolina. The Protect Marriage Amendment passed with a strong majority of support, 61% in favor of defining marriage as limited to one man and one woman, as opposed to 39% who are in favor of homosexual marriage. And all of that with Obama coming out in support of gay marriage, calling on voters there to stand against the North Carolina amendment. And also Bill Clinton, two of their heaviest hitters, calling on voters in that state to oppose the amendment. Well, so far, we have 30 states who have passed amendments to their constitution in opposition to homosexual unions being given the legal status of marriage, with only 5 northeastern states and 1 midwestern state, Iowa, that is in favor of legalizing same-sex marriage. Now, you see, despite all the efforts of the left to force homosexuality into general acceptance in this country, the fact remains most people don't want it. Most people don't want babies murdered in the womb of their mothers, and most people don't want to redefine marriage into something it has never been in the history of mankind. It is a culture war, my friends, a battle for the heart and soul of America between polarized ideologies. And one of the most ridiculous developments in this war is the phenomenon, somewhat recent, of corporate money being used to promote the deconstruction of our traditional moral values. By the left, mind you, who are always the first to scream against corporate influence in politics, huh? Home Depot and Starbucks have insisted on taking sides in this culture war. I mean, it's not enough for the owners and corporate executives of these companies to, well, have their own personal views on the subject and support what they want to. No, they have to drag their company brand into this. Yeah, they have to identify their company brand with one or another side of this ideological war. Can you imagine what would happen if we did that on our side? Well, they've decided to take a public stand for gay marriage. But what they apparently did not stop to consider is that in doing so, they have taken their stand against the majority of Americans, against traditional moral values, against me. Every person who works for Home Depot or Starbucks who does not support the gay agenda has nothing to say about it. They have no voice, no place, no representation. If you are a God-fearing patriot working in those organizations, well, your company has decided which side you're on in the culture war. If you wear a Starbucks logo on any clothing or carry a Starbucks branded cup or whatever, the company has decided to identify you and that brand with homosexuality. If you work for Home Depot, the people who make the decisions for your company have decided that you're going to support gay marriage. You're going to support the homosexual lifestyle, whether you want to or not. You have nothing to say. You've been disenfranchised. You have no voice. Your opinion does not count. In fact, they have positioned the company as the enemy of your values, the enemy of your beliefs. And what have they forced you to support? What have they forced you to promote? Oh, yeah, you know, if you work for these companies, you are promoting the homosexual lifestyle in your community. If you work for Home Depot, you are promoting homosexuality in the community where you live. You are saying to your neighbors, to your family, to your children that you are in favor of promoting the homosexual lifestyle because the owners of the company, at least the persons in charge of making branding decisions for your company, have decided to impose upon you their immorality. Okay, their version of morality. They have decided what is right and wrong. They have decided to think for you, to force you to participate in the promotion of homosexuality. And more than likely, you are afraid to say anything because you know if you do, you'll be branded by the company you work for, and probably you'll destroy any chance you might have had for promotion in that company. So now you are a partner with them. You are complicit with them, even though you were compelled to do it against your will because of your fear and your cowardice and failure to speak up and speak out. Now you are a partner with them. So what are you advocating in this community? What does Home Depot promote? What is Starbucks promoting in our neighborhoods? The local Home Depot store here in our town, what is that company promoting? What are the several Starbucks in our town promoting and advocating? Now you hold on through the break because I'm going to spell it out for you. I'm going to tell you what Home Depot and Starbucks are promoting to our children and to our community. I'm going to explain to you what you're supporting, what you're promoting. Every time you shop at Home Depot, unless you do so with protest, and every time you purchase anything from Starbucks, again, unless you're, and I'll explain that to you later in the show if I have time, perhaps in the next show, wait until you find out what you're promoting. You think you are promoting fairness and equality? What a joke. What's fair about them making a decision to take sides in a culture war without regard to what most, and I say most of the people who own stock in these companies and also what most of the people who provide the labor for these companies, what they believe about all this stuff. Why weren't they consulted? What's fair about that? Do you realize that all we ever asked of any of these companies is that they stay focused on doing what it is they went into business to do? To take whatever position they want personally and individually is none of our business. But to brand their company name, then it becomes our business because we shop there. Or work there. It's beginning to become more and more clear that we're going to have to start pressing very hard on local companies to back out of this culture war. We're just going to be forced to identify those companies very specifically as enemies of our beliefs, as enemies of our values, as a threat to our culture. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. My dear friend and among the most loyal fans of the Brain Massage Show has passed on into heaven this last Friday after 94 years. Our thoughts and our prayers are with Ann, his wonderful wife, with his faithful and dutiful son, John, the rest of his dear family, and all of his many friends. I want to dedicate today's show to John Bullock, World War II hero. He will be missed. This Sunday, we present a special service for Memorial Day Now this year, we will honor John Bullock, and we hope we'll be able to gather together his war medals and other honors, a nice picture of him, and put it on display as we recognize his service to God and country. Unfortunately, Ann is not well and is recuperating in an extended care facility, so she won't be able to be with us. I hope you'll join me, however, and the Lighthouse family this coming Sunday as we together remember and give a special tribute to one of America's finest, John Bullock, World War II hero. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Church is not the place to be trolling for chicks, and it's not a talent show for rockers. So if you want a rock concert, call Ticketmasters. But if you're looking for a church that takes the Lordship of Jesus seriously, and you can endure sound doctrine proclaimed straight from the Bible with the preaching that tells it like it is, without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families safely navigate through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages directory.
Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Well, who's surprised? Obama recently came out in favor of gay marriage. Now, he was in favor of gay marriage when he ran for senator in the liberal enclave of Chicago. He switched to being against gay marriage when he ran for the presidency. He told the audience of Rick Warren's church that he believed marriage was to be reserved exclusively for one man and one woman, and that this was a sacred conviction to him, and receiving enthusiastic applause from that crowd. Rick Warren asked, very specifically, define marriage, to which then-Senator Barack Obama replied, quote, I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Applause. Now, for me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union. You know, God's in the mix. Applause. Obviously playing to the audience. Of course, since he hijacked the office of president, he has scorned the Defense of Marriage Act and made every concession imaginable to the homosexual lobby, and recently has come out of the closet on this issue and declared that he is in favor of compelling every state to sanction same-sex marriages or same-sex unions as marriage. Now we're told that he's been evolving in his opinion of same-sex marriage. That's an interesting word to use in this regard. You know, same-sex marriage is almost as anti-Christian as it is anti-Darwin or anti-Darwinian. Where would evolution be without the union of male and female? One wonders. The Darwinian notion of innate instinct for survival includes propagation of the species, and homosexuality is somewhat counter-evolutionary, is it not? I mean, this nonsense makes no sense, no matter what sense you use to examine it. So Obama has totally abandoned any pretense on the subject and is an out-of-the-closet gay marriage supporter. Well, what does the president alleged support? What are Home Depot and Starbucks supporting? What are the MSM, almost with one voice, supporting? What are the teachers who teach it's okay to be gay actually promoting to our children? When you shop at Starbucks or Home Depot without protest, if you work for them without openly protesting their position, what are you endorsing? What are you promoting in our culture? What are Marvel Comics promoting? Did you hear that Marvel Comics is going to feature a male superhero getting married to his male lover? Yeah, Archie Goes Gay. Now, Life with Archie, number 16, titled The Marriage of Kevin Keller, portrays homosexual marriage. Archie Comics boasted that this edition sold out. Really? Huh. Well, then why won't they release their sales numbers? What a pack of liars. X-Men has announced an upcoming marriage of one of their superheroes. I guess it's someone called Northstar. to his male lover called Jenna Du or some such. I don't follow all that too closely. But anyway, there you go. Maybe you follow Funky Winker Beans comic strip. Recently, he wrote up a 40th anniversary comic depicting two older homosexuals celebrating their 40th anniversary. And there might be a few of those. I mean, really, guess what? That truly is remarkable, since the average life expectancy of the practicing homosexual is something in the area of 45 years, which is very sad. A little something no one ever wants to talk about, but let's talk about this. Let's begin with a Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert! Quote, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, which is to say, the consequence of their behavior which was fitting. Hey, you want proof that the Bible is true? Let's see now. Here's a report from CDC, that's the Centers for Disease Control. We find that, quote, risky sexual behavior, end quote, among homosexuals is on the rise. You know, for a short time, all the warnings about the risk involved in homosexual acts encouraged an increase in efforts to practice safe sex methods, like, for example, using condoms. However, that has fallen off significantly. And the reason is, well, twofold, they don't really care. It's a very strange mentality here. And the condoms don't provide any real protection anyway, so why bother? But the point is, everybody knows homosexual sex is risky. You ridiculous people who support this. Have you no sense? Do you not hear the word risky? What is wrong with you people who want to promote a risky lifestyle to our kids? Are you out of your mind? What are the managers of our local Starbucks stores about promoting this in our community? What are the managers of Home Depot promoting and advocating in our neighborhood? You need to know what diseases this behavior is linked to. Now, I don't want to be so graphic it becomes impossible to bear, and I want to be sensitive to the fact that I know many of you, you've told me, you listen with your children. So keep in mind, it's worse than what I'm going to be able to describe here on the radio. But listen, the truth is homosexual behavior is linked to a host of bacterial and parasitical sexually transmitted diseases, including, but not limited to, AIDS. HPV, I won't even try to pronounce it, is a collection of more than 70 types of viruses, more than 20 of which are incurable STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. According to the homosexual newspaper, The Washington Blade, quote, a San Francisco study of gay and bisexual men revealed that HPV infection was almost universal among HIV-positive men and that 60% of HIV-negative men carried HPV. Now, HPV can lead to anal cancer, and according to Dr. Andrew Grulich, quote, most instances of anal cancer are caused by a cancer-causing strain of HPV through receptive anal intercourse, end quote. Are you listening? Most cases of anal cancer are caused by homosexual activity. Are you people at Starbucks? Are you people at Home Depot? Out of your ever-loving mind? Hepatitis, a potentially fatal liver disease that increases the risk of liver cancer. Homosexuals are at significantly increased risk of contracting all three strands, A, B, and C, but especially A and B. The CDC reports, quote, outbreaks of hepatitis A among men who have sex with men are a recurring problem in many large cities in the industrialized world, end quote. The CDC reports that MSM, that's men who have sex with men, are at increased risk for hepatitis B. Gonorrhea, an inflammatory disease of the genital tract. Gonorrhea traditionally occurs on the genitals, but has recently appeared in the rectal region and in the throat. I wonder why. Well, here's why. A CDC report documents, quote, significant increases in rectal gonorrhea among MSM, not the mostly stupid media, but men who have sex with men. Gonorrhea, by the way, is declining in the heterosexual community, but rising among homosexuals. The Canadian Medical Association Journal found that the rate of gonorrhea was 3.7 times higher among homosexuals than the rate among heterosexuals. Folks, that's 370% higher. Syphilis, a venereal disease that can cause serious heart abnormalities, mental disorders, blindness, and death. According to the Archives of Internal Medicine, homosexuals acquired syphilis at a rate of, listen, 10 times that of heterosexuals. 1,000% more. Gay bowel syndrome, GBS. The Journal of the American Medical Association refers to GBS problems as, quote, sexually transmitted gastrointestinal syndromes, end quote. According to the pro-homosexual text, Anal Pleasure and Health, quote, sexual activities provide many opportunities for tiny amounts of contaminated feces to find their way into the mouth of a sexual partner. The most direct route is oral-anal contact. It's disgusting, I know. But you don't know the half of what goes on in these communities. Proctitis and proctocolitis are inflammations of the rectum and colon that cause pain, bloody rectal discharge, and rectal spasms. Proctitis is associated with sexually transmitted diseases such as gonorrhea, chlamydia, herpes, and syphilis that are, quote, widespread among homosexuals, end quote. The Sexually Transmitted Disease Information Center of the Journal of the American Medical Association reports that, quote, proctitis occurs predominantly among persons who participate in anal intercourse, end quote. Enteritis is inflammation of the small intestine, almost unheard of among heterosexuals, but common among homosexuals. According to a report in the Health Implications of Homosexuality, some pathogens associated with enteritis and proctocolitis, quote, appear only to be sexually transmitted among men who have sex with men. And then, of course, HIV/AIDS among homosexuals. The human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, is responsible for causing AIDS, for which there exists no cure. And it is well known that homosexual men are by far the largest risk category. Not to move toward a conclusion, but folks, I just thought our local Starbucks store managers and employees ought to know what it is they are promoting in our neighborhoods. I just thought maybe the managers and employees of Home Depot should know what it is that they are promoting in our town. What they are saying is okay with them. Of course, they would never fund an activity that promoted smoking cigarettes to our children. But they will fund promotions that encourage acceptance of homosexuality, a behavior that is risky, dangerous, deadly. And I haven't even gone into the spiritual side of all this. I must conclude the show. Let's do it by reminding you that the Bible warns this behavior is fraught with harmful physical consequences. But do you wonder that so many are promoting this lifestyle in our community? Are you not amazed that it's, what, like an obsession with these people to promote this aberrant and dangerous lifestyle to our kids? The Bible tells us why this is happening. Yeah, in the very next verse, after the Bible tells us that those who practice homosexuality expose their bodies to that recompense of their error, which is meat or fitting, it says this, quote, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, end quote. Perhaps some of you listening to me right now are among those who do not like to retain God in your knowledge. You want to cut him out. You don't want to think about God. You don't think we should bring that into the public discourse, huh? Well, let me tell you something. God is in the process of letting you go, turning you over to the values and perverse moral attitudes of the homosexual community. You are allowing people who are so perverse, they have come to a place where they are encouraging our children to accept this immoral and dangerous behavior, knowing full well that the average lifespan of the typical homosexual is somewhere in the area of 45 years old. Friend, you'd better repent, stand up against this insanity. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know if you see that they are on. Call me at 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. And you say lights on if you see that they are on. That is, you agree with me, and you will ride like Revere, as it were, and spread the warning. You'll get a copy of this show and give it to the managers and employees at Starbucks and Home Depot. Or you can call and say, lights off, which means you reject what I'm saying and you disagree strongly with me. Well, what will it be today, lights on or lights off? Call 1-888-770-8000. Ask for a copy of this CD. You get one free. If you want multiple copies, let me know. We'll create them for you, but we'll have to charge you a couple of bucks for each one. Or you can just get the one free copy we'll make available to you. Make all the copies you want. Call me at 1-888-770-8000. Leave a message on our listener response hotline. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States from outside the country. Or for those who prefer it, you can email me by going to our website and clicking on the Contact Us button. Use thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. If you're in a hurry, just call me at 1-888-770-8000, say lights on and hang up. Or call me, say lights off and hang up. I prefer you leaving me a message, but I want to hear from you one way or the other. If you haven't got time, I understand that. Just call me and say lights on or lights off and hang up. Or go to the website, click lights on, click lights off, and then click send. In any event, join me this Sunday for Memorial Day to honor a true American hero, John Bullock, whose memory will live on in our hearts. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church. My dear friend, and among the most loyal fans of the Brain Massage Show, has passed on into heaven this last Friday after 94 years. Our thoughts and our prayers are with Ann, his wonderful wife, with his faithful and dutiful son, John, the rest of his dear family, and all of his many friends. I want to dedicate today's show to John Bullock, World War II hero. He will be missed. This Sunday, we present a special service for Memorial Day, and this year, we will honor John Bullock, and we hope we'll be able to gather together his war medals and other honors, a nice picture of him, and put it on display as we recognize his service to God and country. Unfortunately, Ann is not well and is recuperating in an extended care facility, so she won't be able to be with us. I hope you'll join me, however, and the Lighthouse family this coming Sunday as we together remember and give a special tribute to one of America's finest, John Bullock, World War II hero.
Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message.
Lighthouses have inspired our best songwriters, poets, and painters. They symbolize faithfulness, bravery, truth. Many families are like ships adrift in a troubled sea. A recent study showed that our teens prefer the traditional stable two-parent family modeled by Ozzy and Harriet in the 50s to the bizarre, dysfunctional family modeled by Ozzy Osbourne. But they have little hope in their marriages will last. The dominant influences in their lives reinforce the message of moral ambivalence that has destroyed so many families in America. Our peer-sensitive kids are constantly barraged by messages of disdain for Christianity. And yet, it is in Christianity that our families can find the help and support they need to achieve the family stability they desire. But there is a lighthouse for the family, shining the light of truth, piercing the darkness of deceit that has settled over our land. And that is why the word lighthouse is in our name. Visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedaravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Pastor Scheinbach is charging the gates of hell. Don't leave him hanging. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com to make a donation or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is preparing to massage your brain with stimulating insights.